Hey guys, and welcome to Life of a YouTuber, featuring me, Ryan T. Carroll, and maybe sometimes a special guest. But this episode, it's me. And I've made a script. Yay! Okay, so, in my script, sorry if you can hear my Dago in the background. Yeah, I'm gonna start off with my Minecraft section. I'm going to talk about the new features for 1.3.1. So the first one is single player now runs a server internally. So I know there's like an abbreviation for that, but I can't think of the abbreviation right. Oh, LAN. I think it is. The next one's publish a single player instance to LAM, automatically detect LAM words in multiplayer screen. We have added cheats option in single player, and it enables the command. Added an option where you get given a bonus chest, so it's a quicker start in a new world. You get, well, there's gonna be adventure mode. It's a work in progress right now. And trading with villagers is another one. Emeralds, emerald blocks, and emerald ore. Yeah, that's... Oh yeah, and back to adventure mode. It's a mode where you can't break blocks. You just go around and explore the world, basically. Emerald ore, emerald blocks, and emeralds. You can get cocoa beans in jungles now. There's such a thing as an ender chest. It's basically a black chest. And if you make two and you put one in your home and then you're out exploring and you've got one with you and you're about to die, so you place down the chest and put all your stuff in it, and when you respawn home, it's in both, so all the stuff will be in the ender chest you've got in your home. Sorry, I'm just gonna pause a sec so I can make my debut. Well, shut up, basically. Okay, pausing now. Right, they're not gonna shut up. So, yeah, back to where I was. Where was I? Ender chest I was talking about. We have tripwires now. So, we have a new creative mode in inventory with search functionality, so you can search for items and easy to get to. And it's made it possible to gain enchantment orbs from mining ore or smelting. I've seen this been recommended quite a bit, and it's now in. Writable blocks. And that now we've got large biomes, a new world type. So like when you can go select the selections, you can go to, you can like generate the world as flat, you can make it hilly. But now we can make a large biome. Temples and, 1 minute. They've added temples to jungles and deserts. So like now you've got, it's like a pyramid kind of temple in a desert, and in jungles it's like all mossy cobblestone and stuff. They've now added chat settings into the game. No, I think it was already in the game. I'm not sure. It just says added chat settings. Adding an option to turn on and off a snooper data. Basically, it's just the stuff your computer and stuff that no one wants to know about and understand. They've added more information to the debug screen, which is F3, if you didn't know. Okay, so if you don't have the game, you can, when you go on to, what's it, the browser version, so on the internet, without using the downloaded thing, you can play a demo, and I haven't played it yet, but I don't know. They've added a seed command, so you can see them map seed. They've added default game mode. To set default game mode in a world, it affects. Sorry, some of these I don't understand. I'm gonna admit, I copied and pasted all of them onto here, and I didn't go through and check them. So there might be. Added SRV record lockup support. Should have deleted that one if I could. Okay, it's decreased the max enchantment level from 50 to 30 now. So I think they've cut out a couple of them. The TP command, teleport command, can now send players to a specific coordinate. I can't exactly say specific. Suspic Specific. 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 There we go. Coordinates. Mobs can spawn on flat surfaces, such as upside down stairs. Updated language files. The mobs are much less likely to glitch through blocks. Server lists can be recorded. Nearby items in the world will. You know, like when someone, your friend, like drops them in front of you, they're all like stuff messy and so they stack. I say mobs are more likely to glitch through blocks? Yeah, I think so. Stars are smaller and brighter. Sky color in the end has been changed. The pick block functionality has been improved. Certain items that previously wasn't stackable, I think such as mushroom stew, can now be stacked. I'm not sure if mushroom stew can be stacked anymore. Well, still. Hill biomes are slightly taller. Wooden log block can now be placed sideways. Sideways. Sorry. I'm really bad at reading stuff out. I haven't read it before. Okay, after I've read through all this, I know what I'm talking about. Water slowly drips through leaves blocks during rain, which I think is a pretty cool effect. Minecarts and boats will be placed in dispensers if possible. Gravel texture has been modified because most people just say it looks like vomit. Levers can be placed on roofs, which lots of people I think want. Yeah, most people want it. Creeper explosions damage now modified by difficulty, which is pretty cool. Performance improvements. Other bug fixes, removed Herobrine. Right. Now my next section is Minecraft videos. So in this section, I'm going to be showing you the videos and stuff like that that I think you guys should be checking out. So first video, one it's quite old, I know, quite old one, but it's so funny for some strange reason. Sly Fox Sound Minecraft Marriage, it's a pretty cool one. It's so funny, I don't know why. Another pretty cool one, Captain Sparkle's Skyblock. Yeah, it's pretty old, but I like it. It's one of my favourite. One that's an ongoing one is Ant Venom Ant Farm Survival. I think it's episode 18 by the time I recorded this. Brian Z. Carroll, you need to watch his video. Oh, you need to watch all of his videos. You need to watch all of it. It's just too good. Oh, yeah, that's me. You need to watch Two Awesome Gamers Skyblock, and another pretty cool one is Munch Gaming Skyblock. I know I like the Skyblock one. So on to my next section. Happy Wheels. Yes, I've got a Happy Wheels section. Now I have played all these levels. It's the top 10 played of the week. I played them and I've got a review. So 1 minute, I think it's 10. It's not 10, is it? 1 minute, 1. it's 20. I need to change that. 20. The top 20 played levels of this week. So, okay, the most played is called Only for Bosses, and it's basically another Harpoon and Mine challenge. You're the irresponsible dad, and you've got harpoons on a wall. Basically, you know what I'm talking about. You do know what I'm talking about because we've all played one before. We have Mad Smiley at number two. Actually, Mad Smiley 2 is the second. You're in this huge pink square who just goes around killing everyone. It's pretty cool. He's got bad teeth and stuff. Oh, 1 minute. I rated all of these. So, the Only for Bosses one, I gave a 7 out of 10. Mad Smiley, 8 out of 10. Mega Ramp, you're the moped couple for this, and you go up this huge ramp. Or you start on like a ledge, and you go down the ramp and up, and you got to try and do as many backflips as you can before dying and landing. So, I think I managed about 12, see if you can beat that. I rated it a 6 out of 10 because I found it quite annoying at points. So, because if you go down the ramp too fast, your body just breaks. I think it's a glitch, something like that. Elemental Boss Battle is at number 4. It's an epic battle between you and the elemental god. Sometimes I find it a bit loud, and yeah, but that's just me. I don't know anyone else. And yeah, I find it kind of cool and annoying because annoying if you die, you have to go through all the annoying things again. And it's cool because it's cool, you get to battle all the elemental gods. So I gave that a 5 out of 10. Another pretty one, this is one of my, no, pretty cool one. This is one of my favorites at number 5, I think. Yep. Gear Course, this is one of my favorites. And as I said, it's a course made of gears. So basically, you've got like little platforms where you can stop, but in between, you've got gears. And if you end up going between two that are coming in, you get crushed. It's pretty cool. It's just like normal gears and stuff. Yeah, so I gave that a 7 out of 10. PewDiePie Quiz, it's a quiz about PewDiePie. But you didn't know that. Give it a 5 out of 10 because it's just a quiz. Even though I do like PewDiePie. Keepy Uppy, it's basically another don't move, but a pretty cool one. Play all these levels yourself. You play them on Happy Wheels. I gave a 1 minute. Yeah, I said about PewDiePie Quiz. Keepy Uppy, I gave a 6 out of 10. XXX, no, XXX, Olympic Day 9. It's like, they kind of put a twist on it. It's meant to be growing, but they couldn't get the water. So it's watermelons, and you've got to try and get it across. It's basically a watermelon one. I gave that a 4 out of 10. Olympic Dive. You start at the top of a diving board, and you can kind of pull the boy down with you. There's a little boy out there made from a bro. Good man. Well, I mean, I've just got to pause a second, guys. Sorry, guys. That felt like ages for me, but it was just a second for you. I don't know where I got to. I think Olympic Dive. You can pull the little boy down with you. It's made by a bro. I've just said all this. Basically, jump off. I gave it a 7 out of 10 because I found it quite fun to pull the little boy down with you and kill him. Yeah, Slender Man HD. You may be wondering if you see it. Why is it one of the nearly most played and it's got only half a star rating? I'll tell you why. He says Slender Man HD, but it's just some random guy saying he wants more subscribers on YouTube. This one I gave a 0 out of 10. Star Wars Sword Throw Toss. No, 1 minute. Star Wars Sword Toss. You start in between a Sith, the Sith Lord and Yoda. You have one sword, basically. And whoever you throw at, you go on the other guy's team. So if you kill the Sith Lord with the sword, you train as a Jedi. If you kill Yoda with the sword, you train as a Sith. So I try both of these, and basically, if you kill the Sith, you go down Yoda's side, and you fall into another sword throw, and you basically have to kill Darth Maul, General Grievous. No, yeah, General Grievous, and all them, all like the bad guys and stuff. And then you, if you kill Yoda, you go down and you kill Obi-Wan. I can't say the princess's name. Yeah, all them Jedi. Yeah, you just train as one of them. You got to kill them all to complete it. So I gave that one a whoa. I gave a really long review on that though. A 9 out of 10 I gave. So guys, I've just got to pause it a second. Sorry about that. Let me just pause. Oh my gosh, it's my brother again. Michael Denny Richard, actually. So yep. I gave that a 9 out of 10. Zombie Identifier. It's a map where you get to see all the different kind of zombies that this guy came up with. I think they're pretty cool. And I gave it a 4 out of 10 just because it's one of them. You just go along the bottom and you see a load of pictures. There's a couple of them when you can where you can hit buttons, but it's only like the last 10, and there's like 30 of them. I didn't count. It just felt like 30. We have. I gave. Yeah, I said I gave that for it. Epic Escape the Box. Now this one is another Escape the Box. You're in a box and one side's made of glass, and you have to break the glass before you get shot by a cannon, and that will just shoot through the glass, kill you. You got to break the glass, and then you just fall down into the finishing line. So yeah, I gave that a 2 out of 10 because I've seen so many. But now this one, everyone seems to love it, but somehow it gets on my nerves. Even though I did the review, it's not the review, but the rating is kind of a lie. It's just the majority. But you're basically a grandpa who somehow likes to get into trouble with some villains all the time, but don't worry, Spider-Man will save him. And you just gotta try and get saved the whole time, save yourself a couple of them. I gave it a 9 out of 10, but honestly, it annoys me so much, I would have given it a 3. So let's just round it up to about 4 or 5. So about 5. Okay, and next one, Insane Escape. Basically, you're this guy who somehow managed to get into a rubbish van or American trash van. I'm not sure how to say it, but the trash, whatever. Big van filled with rubbish. And you get tipped into like onto like with conveyors, and you've got to try and survive without getting crushed and stuff. Pretty cool map. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I like it. I'm not sure if I've written this down right, but it's the So Bottle Run. It's one of the longest and the best bottle runs I've ever played, but it is only a bottle run, and there are so many, so I gave it a 4. Classic Ball Throw is next. It's just as it says, it's a classic ball throw, but somehow with a trash can in that. 5 out of 10. It's a ball throw, but they're just too like the Epic Escape. It's just so unique. The others, they're all just copies. Then we have World's Hardest G, a pretty cool map based on a game of having to maneuver a red block around blue blocks. So if you touch them, you die, and you have to start again. And you have to not allowed to touch them, but while you're not allowed to touch the blue coins, you have to collect the there were like different zones. You had to collect all the coins in the zone go on to the next one. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. Oh gosh. Sorry, I need to drink. Pretty cool, great map. I gave it a 9 out of 10. It would have been a 10. It's just so frustrating. Okay, this is a pretty cool one. It's the first one out of all these that I played. It's Adventure Time. You're basically this guy called Finn. Finn. Wonderful Finn. And you have to save this princess called Princess Bubblegum, and she gets kidnapped by this guy called the Ice King. He got me the first time, I admit. He just has the sword and he don't move and stuff like that. You just have to knock him into a hole. He killed me. But you just knock him into a hole and go and get the princess, and then you get freaky with it. Freaky with it. Not bad. I gave it a 7 out of 10. Okay, now on to our last section of the video. Happy Wheels videos that I'd like you guys to watch. Definitely, this is a definite, you must watch this. PewDiePie! What's PewDiePie? It's best Happy Wheels I know. Captain Sparkles? Yeah, watch his. Me. You must watch mine because you're watching my podcast and it just makes sense. Subscribe to me on YouTube and do all that stuff. Mogul Digital, my cousin. Watch his. I meant to do five, but right now I don't know anyone else, so I just won't don't know. Okay, we are coming up to 22 and a half minutes coming up to. Gosh, I'm trying to make. I thought this would like last 2 hours when I wrote it down. It took like 5 hours to write it all down. My computer overheats once I've written it down. Write it out again, do it all wrong. Okay, let me just think. Do you guys want to listen to a song? Right, here comes an upbeat song. I'm gonna give you an upbeat song for the end. Fade out. Yes, sir. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to me on Problematics. Get me on iTunes now. Yeah, on iTunes, bitches. Sorry. Shouldn't have said that. Oh, yeah, that was bad. Anyway, sorry, iTunes. Anyway, I'm on iTunes, as I said. Subscribe to me on Podomatic. Get me on iTunes. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Watch all my YouTube videos. Give me some good stuff. Also, give me some improvements. Comment anywhere that I've just said. Give me some improvements that you might want me to do. No, you might want me to take on board. Okay, so until then, guys, thanks for watching and see you later.
Yo, coming in with the sound fresher than cut grass.
On the start,
second that we enter, if you must ask.
Rush past, so keep forgotten your mind.
All the drivers all up in the face, like, can I see a bus pass? But nah, we just want a little rhyme, bruv. Call me what you want, but you should not call it a night, love. And I might just join a mile high club. Only problem being that I couldn't give a flying.
Yeah, let me touch back down.
Slap her on the bum until it
comes back round.
Half the room's like, oi, what's this all about? With the other half jiving.
I love that sound.
What? Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
So flick your back butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, your mama can hum.
Mama, do the hum, hum. Mama, won't you please let me do the hum, hum. Mama, do the hum, mama, do the hum, hum. Mama, won't you please let me do the hum, hum. on me. I just want all of these girls to be on me. And maybe even one of them could be Beyonce. We ain't gonna pack the rap noise in. All of that cheesy stuff, clap, clap, sing. And we're gonna burn some calories right here, right now. Ain't over till the fat boy slims, mama. Trap house. Half the room are just making a bronze crowd with the other half jiving. I love that sound. Yeah, yeah. I love that sound. Yeah, yeah. I love that sound. So flick your fag butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, yeah, mama can't harm. Never gonna happen.
Especially when it's all packed out.
Crowd shouting out.
Yeah, I love that sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that sound.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that sound.
So flick your fag butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, your mama can hump.
Mama do the hump, mama do the hump, hump. Mama, won't you please, yeah. Mama do the hump,
do the hump, mama.